My name is Maria Quirk, and I am the Assistant Curator for Research and Collections at the NGV. I wrote an essay for She Persists about the use of fashion as a symbol of identity in the works of three women artists in the NGV collection: Gwen John, Madeline Green, and Claude Gahoon. All of these artists were working in the late 19th and early 20th centuries in England and France. I was drawn to write about these three works because each artist uses fashion in a really interesting and complex way that reflects their relationship with gender and sexuality. One of my favorite authors is the French novelist Honoré de Balzac, and he wrote in 1838 that a woman's dress is a permanent revelation of her most secret thoughts, a language and a symbol. Fashion is a rich site for the communication of identity. In the 19th and early 20th centuries, a basic purpose of clothes was to distinguish men from women and convey social class, standing, and status. As the rules and norms surrounding both dress and gender roles began to shift in the first years of the 20th century, Gwen John, Madeline Green, and Claude Gahoon used costume to explore the boundaries of their sexualities and genders, and to experiment with new visual identities. The traditionally childish and unserious act of dressing up took on a new power in these artists' work as a non-verbal means of self-expression and a site of creativity and autonomy. In their performative self-portraits and with the use of costume, the possibilities of the self were endless. As Claude Gahoon wrote, "Under this mask, another mask. I will never finish removing all these faces." Madeline Green was born in London in 1884 and educated at the Royal Academy Schools. In the early 1910s, she set up her own studio, and from 1912, she exhibited regularly at the Royal Academy and the Paris Salon. Green never married, and her sister, Gladys, managed her home and her financial affairs. This allowed her the time and energy to focus on her work. Paintings of herself, her sister, and other women dressed in different costumes and posed in empty, light-filled interiors. Green's enigmatic practice was progressive and inventive in its use of dress, fashion, and disguise. She was working at a time during and after the First World War, when changes in women's fashion were triggering cultural anxieties about shifting gender roles. Women's adoption of trousers, loose dresses, and short hairstyles tapped into fears about the decline of traditional masculinity and the growing autonomy of new women, who challenged male authority by pursuing education and financial independence. Throughout her career, Madeline developed several characters for herself and her sister in her paintings, inspired by different gender and class identities, including a farmhand, a dancer, a newlywed, and a vegetable seller. In the NGV's painting, Glasgow, Madeline paints herself alongside her sister. Madeline is dressed in a boy's jacket, trousers, and a cap, while her sister wears a simple skirt and blouse. Green holds a defiant posture, her sister a more hesitant one. Each of the empty, backlit rooms Green painted are backdrops for her character's internal conflict and exploration of identity. What was a woman meant to be at this time of dynamic social change? Through her performative self-portraits, Green used the artifice of dress and costume to resist traditional definitions of womanhood. In her portraits, she is free from the burden of a fixed identity. Gwen John was born in 1876 and studied at London's Slade School of Art in the 1890s. Her practice comprised of portraits of women and interiors, and her works were quiet but complex. Gwen John's portraits of women constructed a specific relationship between fashion, gender, and femininity. Her approach to fashion was significantly influenced by Paris, where she first lived in 1898. She and her friends Ida Nettleship and Gwen Salmond studied art together there and lived in an apartment in Montparnasse. Inspired by their bohemian setting and excited about their new independence, Ida and the two Gwens joyfully reinvented themselves during their year in Paris. They discovered, as Gwen would later write in her diary, that your life can be a work of art. Fashion was key to their transformation. Soon after their arrival in Paris, they purchased a book of fashion plates, which featured illustrations of fashion dating back to the 1700s. John created sketches based on several of these plates and made dresses inspired by its illustrations, which were radically out of step with the fashions of the day. At the age of 22, Gwen John was literally self-fashioning her identity, using fashion and dressing up to create a new life and a persona free from patriarchal authority. Interior with Figures in the NGV collection was directly inspired by the fashion illustrations Gwen and her friends pored over in their Paris apartment. The painting depicts Salmond and Nettleship standing together in the high-ceilinged interior of their Montparnasse home. Both look down at a book, and more books and papers are stacked on a side table. Rather than depicting the up-to-date, marketable fashion and luxurious interior of a fashion plate, Gwen shows a space empty of domestic comforts, its only decoration, books, and a small painting above the fireplace. This is a space of burgeoning female modernity, a room for a new type of woman more interested in creativity than domesticity. The painting represents a moment in time when three women artists lived a year-long masquerade, trying on different visual identities and dressing up for art's sake. The painting's empty domestic room, out-of-date romantic clothes, and piles of books and magazines are all a backdrop for a display of female intimacy and independence. John experienced intense romantic feelings for women throughout her life. In documenting a place of female closeness and freedom, Interior with Figures subtly explores John's own complex and nuanced sexuality and approach to intimacy. Born Lucy Schwab in 1894, Claude Cahun adopted her gender-neutral pseudonym in 1917. Alongside her lifelong collaborator, partner, and stepsister, artist Susan Malherbe, who went by the pseudonym Marcel Moore, Cahun experimented with poetry, sculpture, and photography within the surrealist milieu of 1920s and 1930s Paris. In her performative photographic self-portraits, Cahun uses her own body and costumes to challenge the boundaries of feminine and masculine identity. Her work is at once declarative and ambiguous, shocking and dreamlike. Cahun's strongest position on gender came in her 1930 artist book, Disavowals. The non-narrative chapters of this surrealist anti-memoir are demarcated by elaborate photo montages that depict Cahun in a range of mysterious guises. Her body is repeated, cropped, obscured, and distorted into graphic combinations, sometimes paired with enigmatic images of classical sculptures, animals, and other objects. Cahun used her body in these collages as a site of resistance to gender normativity and a means to deconstruct her identity. In the accompanying text, Cahun articulates her approach to gender. Masculine, feminine, it depends on the situation. Neuter is the only gender that always suits me, she wrote. The history of theatre and the masquerade are clear influences on her photographs, some of which are elaborately staged and feature sets and costumes. Using the artifice of dress and makeup, she fashioned hyper-feminine personas, as well as masculine and genderless guises. The theatricality of Claude, Madeleine, and Green's work was a precursor to the feminist art and photography of the 1970s, and it continues to have deep resonances in a 21st century world still grappling with questions of gender.